Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is another very hot afternoon in mid-September, and I don't see any cold fronts on the way, but we'll get one soon. And my God, when that cold front gets here, we are going to celebrate. We've got a really serious question as our Blue Runner Food Opinion Poll question. And I want you to take this seriously. There's a new product that Heinz is going to test out. And New Orleans is not one of the test markets that is being considered. I think it should be, because I think this is something that happens here a lot. Heinz is combining mayonnaise with ketchup in one bottle, and it's going to be called Mayo Chup. And it kind of has a pinkish hue to it because it's a combination of the white mayonnaise and the red ketchup. So our Blue Runner Foods poll is, does Mayo Chup sound disgusting or delicious to you? Right now it's 50-50. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about this story that exploded on social media with Weather Channel host Mike Seidel appearing to lean against a heavy wind in his coverage of Hurricane Florence, while two pedestrians walked by apparently unaffected by the wind. This seems like an exaggeration. And you and I have learned that there are reporters, radio, television, and now those on the internet, that exaggerate situations to make it seem more dramatic than it really is. It's something that offends me in this business. I don't like it, but it happens. But honestly, one of the reasons that they try to make the news more sensational is to get your attention. Because the truth is, the audience doesn't really want total reality, at least up to this point. But I think this is changing. And I think social media is changing the news significantly. Although the news hasn't really jumped on this yet, but it's the reality. It's the reality of YouTube stuff. It's the raw stuff that you see in social media that is just so compelling today. And real can be very compelling, but you know, the idea of exaggerating a storm or exaggerating a situation, this doesn't work anymore. It's phony. It's kind of like with advertising. One of the trends in advertising now is to be authentic, is to try to reach cynical consumers by being authentic and not lying to them, because consumers have been lied to for so long. Well, you know, if the news sometimes gets to be too exaggerated, then it's not going to be credible. It's not going to seem real. It's not going to be authentic. I'm getting a lot of texts about Mayo Chup. Here's a text. Mayo Chup, I think, is going to be it. It's going to be it. But I got a text here that says, growing up, my mom mixed mayo and ketchup, and because we didn't have salad dressing. Wow. Never thought of that. Join us with your opinion on our website, WWL.com. Also, there's a daily Facebook video up now, and it's the daily Facebook video at WWL Radio is about a Supreme Court Justice nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and the sexual harassment charge against him. We're going to talk more about that in the next hour. But if this is true, if he was drunk at 17 and this did happen, does this disqualify him from being a member of the Supreme Court? And you can get involved in that conversation live. I'll share some of the opinions that you post from Facebook at WWL Radio. I'll share that on the show in just a little while. Did you watch the Emmys last night? Yeah, neither did I. Speaking of things that are changing, when you think about Amazon and Netflix and YouTube and all of these new sources for entertainment, I mean, real drama TV shows and comedies, this is just changing television completely. The Game of Thrones won Best Dramatic Series. Also, Peter Dinklage won Best Supporting Actor for the third year in a row, and this was from the Emmys on NBC last night.
Thank you to my brother from another mother, Nikolai Acosta-Waldau. I love you, and I share this with you. because you are an amazing, handsome brother. And George Martin for creating this darn thing.
All right, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870. And can you think of a time when a reporter really exaggerated something and you found out about it? And by the way, let me add to this, for those of you who have just tuned in, that when I posted this on Facebook, some people posted Anderson Cooper standing in waist-deep water. And the camera crew is not in the water. They're standing up on a higher area. I don't think this is the same thing if the water really was there. Some people say he's standing in a ditch. I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't tell if he's standing in a ditch or not. This is not defense of Anderson Cooper or CNN. It's defense of what's real. If a reporter is showing the height of the water compared to the size of his body, that's different from appearing to lean into a hard wind when it's not really a hard wind. So, you know, I would plead with the industry to just, man, be less sensational. Be more real when it comes to the news. So if you want to join us, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Metairie, Mike, you're on WWL.
Hey, afternoon, Scoot. Real quickly on the mayo ketchup, great idea, delicious. Yeah. I use mayo all the time on French fries. I blame Pulp Fiction for that.
I've done that, too.
Movie. Yeah, I saw the movie, and, you know, all the, you know, John Travolta scene in the car, and I actually tried it and haven't and always used it since. On the Weather Channel thing, a few things. First of all, Facebook is not a news source, okay? But let's just please be cautious of us putting things on Facebook and talking about the media and being news. It's Facebook. It's not the news.
Yeah, that's right.
The other thing is I think we go to Facebook for news because, you know, you've tooted this horn before, and I agree 100%, that people actually aren't looking for information. They're looking for affirmation.
Well, you're right. And we've talked about that for a long time on this show. It's called confirmation bias, where people are looking for the news that confirms their bias rather than looking for the truth.
And I had the other caller that kind of was explaining to you the weather guy who was standing in the wind. I've been to Chicago in the winter a few times when I was in college. You walk up a block, the wind is in your face. You make a left, it's no longer in your face. Right. All you have to do is watch the guy in the video, which is true. You look at the grass, there's trash, his coat. You can see how the wind's blowing. You can see the guys in the background walking away from it. So unless there's a wind machine, you look at the other things around the guy, it was true. And then the thing with Anderson Cooper, like you said, it was from 10 years ago. He actually did a thing last night, like you said, you didn't see. You can actually see it on CNN, where he explained and showed the entire clip of where it happened. And he even addresses where those guys, the camera crew is, because it's a road in front.
Yeah.
And he even addressed that. So he addresses it in the entire clip. But what bothers me more than anything when we're talking about fake news and all this stuff, which your first caller, and I don't remember his name, and he's talking about how they try to use this stuff to put Trump down. His son, Trump Jr., on his tweet said in that picture that look at the media trying to post fake news to make his father look bad.
Yeah.
He posted the picture of Anderson Cooper from 10 years ago. And I'd like to ask that first caller if he'd ever call back and ask for an apology from Don Jr. to say, I apologize for using a false fake picture from 10 years ago.
Of course he won't, and that's not That's not the first dumb thing that Donald Jr. has done. Mike, I have to leave it there. If you're on hold, hang on. Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Sad note on our pop culture calendar, it was on this day, September 18th, 1970, Jimi Hendrix was found dead in a London apartment. He was 27 years old. Coroner ruled that Hendrix had choked on his own vomit, and drugs and alcohol were obviously part of that equation. But this is the day we lost Jimi Hendrix in 1970. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. It was on this day, September 18th, 1965, I Dream of Jeannie, starring Larry Hagman and Barbara Eden, debuted on NBC. You know, I got to tell you this. I was a kid in 1965. And long before anybody was worried about sex on television, believe me, I was thinking about sex when I saw Jeannie. I didn't really know everything that was going on in my brain or my body, but I was thinking about sex. And I think we can all agree that Master never really took full advantage of Jeannie. Because, I mean, she was willing to do anything. And not everybody is. From the Ninth Ward, Geraldine, you're on WWL.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day. Hi. I just wanted to say something about the flooding part and the hurricane with Anderson Cooper. I was in New Orleans for Hurricane Katrina. I didn't evacuate, me and my son. On the third day, we left our house and walked from Poland and St. Claude, and the water came in three stages in each block, from the ankle to the knee to the waist, all the way till we got to Esplanade and Rampart. When we got to Esplanade and Rampart, there was no water. We moved on down. We got to Conti and Rampart. The water started coming from the ankle to the knee to the waist. When we got to Burgundy and Canal Street, I fell in the water. The water was up to my son's waist, but in me, it was over my head. So I was in that nasty water till I got to 921 Canal Street. And I wanted to tell this to Mr. Donald Trump Jr. Anytime you want to come here into New Orleans, when they have a flood or a major rainstorm, I will be glad to walk with you from 921 Canal Street to Poland and St. Claude, because that's the way the city is made, and that's the way a lot of cities are made now. They're rolling.
Yeah.
They're rolling. I've been in this city for over 70 years, and I could tell you, when that strong wind and them cedar bands come in, I could be standing on my porch and my neighbor two porches down. I could have sun on me and my neighbor could have wind and rain on them. That's the way those storms work. And anybody that's looking on social media, you got to live this. You just can't say, oh, well, on social media, Anderson Cooper is. Anderson Cooper is a fine young man, and he was here for Katrina. So I don't like stuff like that, what they're doing in this.
Well, Geraldine, I'm glad you had a chance to speak your mind, and I appreciate you being part of our afternoon audience.
Thank you so much. I enjoy your show.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, by the way, I'm going to read this text. The great majority of the texts that I get are positive texts. Well, sometimes it varies day to day, but I mean, I get a ton of positive text about how much people love the show and agree with me and all that. But those are not the exciting ones to read. This is the good one to read. Wait, Mr. Hypocrite, when you or a news person makes a mistake or reports something that has to be retracted, it's okay because it's a mistake. When Don Jr. is presented with a picture and told that's from the storm and addresses that it makes a mistake, you condemn him. Well, let's see if little Donnie is going to correct it. If he doesn't correct it, then it's fake news. Fake news is, again, by definition, news that simply isn't true. Human beings make mistakes. So do you. Everybody makes mistakes. It's the mistakes that aren't corrected, or the mistakes that are purposely presented as fake news. If you believe something is real when you tell it, and you find out that it's not, and then you correct it, that's not fake news. From Mid-City, Danny, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing today, my brother?
I'm good.
Hey, listen, you know, I just wanted to say something. I'm listening to you say this, and I'm kind of a student of history. This has been going on since time immemorial. You know, we look back at, the legends of ancient times. At the time, those weren't legends. That was news, and it was spread around like news. And, of course, every single one of those stories got embellished. You know, you look at our history. All the way from the Revolution, you know, the colonists, in passing the news of the British atrocities, you know, it got a little worse every time somebody told it. There's a great line from Who Shot Liberty Valance when Jimmy Stewart is telling the reporters that he's not really the guy who shot Liberty Valance. It was actually John Wayne. And the reporter stands up at the end and says, well, is that the truth? And he says, yeah. He says, well, we can't print that. He says, when the legend becomes fact, you print the legend. So, I mean, this has never been, news has never been the art of truthfulness.
Well, and
it has been.
And if you go to the basics of it is that the news, whether it was a newspaper years ago or whatever the news is, it's designed to get and hold your attention. Therefore, it has to have some elements of of what makes people compelled to pay attention to a drama or to a comedy. It needs to be funny. It needs to have sex. It needs to have human tragedy involved in it. So, you know, I think, Danny, a lot of people today, they think that Fox News, CNN, Cable News Network, and MSNBC are the news. Those are news channels that have opinions based on the news. You get more objective news watching the evening news on CBS, ABC, and NBC. It's more objective than a lot of people think. But somehow people today have got all mixed up with this idea that, it's not the news anymore. No, that's not the news. And if you think that's the news, then that's not their fault. It's our fault for not understanding what it really is. This show is not the news. This is an opinionated-driven show. This is talk radio. We've got the news coming up in less than a minute at 2:31. That's the news from CBS, followed by the WWL news. The news will come on again at 3 o'clock at the top of the hour, as it does every hour here. But this is an opinionated-driven show. It's about opinions. And what we do on this show is no different from what Rush, Hannity, or other people do. So it's amazing how people disagree with the idea of expressing an opinion if they disagree with the opinion. You cannot call yourself a patriotic American if that's your attitude. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, stay with us. We're coming right back with more of your comments. Here's a text about Jeannie, blonde hair, blue eyes, open midsection. Yeah, okay, I remember that too. All right, we'll be right back after the news. That is a reality, and you and I need to be smart enough to recognize the real ones from the phony ones. Hey, it's Tuesday afternoon, so the Tuesday song text-off is coming up at about 2:50. I'll play an original, that's song A, and then I'll play a cover of the original, that's song B, and you text either A or B, depending on which one you like the best. Sometimes the cover wins. Usually it's the original, but you send that A or B text to 870-870. We'll have the results after the news at 3 o'clock. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll. Does mayo chup, a combination of mayonnaise and ketchup, sound disgusting or delicious? 53% say it's disgusting. 47% say it sounds delicious. I think it sounds delicious. Here's a text. We've been using mayo and ketchup for 40-plus years as a dip when eating boiled crawfish. And also, I'm sure that that's the basic ingredient to the Raising Cane's dip. I don't know. I don't eat fried chicken, so I'm not familiar with that dip. Let me get back to your calls from Gulfport. David, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, David.
Listen, this is kind of humorous because you look on the Facebook and all the folks that are the most dramatic about Mike Sadel's actions are the same ones that think six Republican convictions for crimes involving Russian money and Russian influence is illegitimate. I think that sending your campaign team to meet with Russian agents to procure stolen emails to influence an election, they believe that to be legitimate.
Well,
so, I mean, you have to consider the source of the outrage.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, no, that's I think there's truth in that.
They've been told by the president of private attorney, the truth is not truth, and they buy into that.
Well,
these are the same people that when Mueller's investigation and opinion hits the table, they're the same ones that are going to say it's fake, and they try to equate a fake drama in the Weather Channel to a federal investigation. This fortifies their thoughts that we're in a witch hunt. The five convicted Republicans for crimes involving Russia.
Well, I know we don't know yet, David. I mean, look, David, you're right. People and the president has done this brilliantly. The president has perpetrated this fake news propaganda campaign for the sole purpose because I don't know. I've never said he's guilty because I don't know if he's guilty, but it seems as if he has set up this propaganda campaign to get people ready for the reality that he's did something wrong. I don't know if he did anything wrong, but it sure seems like he's prepared and has been prepared from the very beginning to have to challenge the idea that something was wrong. And so he's trying to discredit the source, which is the media. And this is a technique of dictators throughout the world.
I'm glad you see it that way, sir.
Right.
And I appreciate your time.
David, I appreciate you calling. Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of diversity in no, actually, there's not. There's not enough diversity in radio. And I think it's great that there's a show like this that it's different. You know, you've got people sucking up to the president every day. You've got people bashing the president every day, depending on when Obama was in office. You know, there are tons of ultra-conservative talk show hosts around the country, and they all say the same thing. Sometimes they use different words, but they say the exact same thing. I guess in some cases they really believe it. And they're desperate to defend their position. And those are options. But this is another option. And not everybody in this area or around the country believes everything that President Trump says. And there have been so many times when he's proven he's gone out of his way to exaggerate and lie about things that he hasn't even had to lie about. I'm not bashing Trump. I'm bashing sometimes the idea that the president of the United States is deceptive. And if you disagree with that, well, that's fine. You can always call this show and disagree with me. I have opinions, but the lines are open. The show is open for somebody else's opinion. And of course, I'm going to defend my opinion in the same way that you're going to defend your opinion. And I got a text here. Let me share this text with you. It's real simple. Scoot is fake news. Okay, explain that. I mean, you can't be such a coward that you're just going to say that and not back it up. And I have had this come up many times before, and not one person has come up with one example of fake news on this show. Not one, not even one example. So, you know, you're really not a real tough person if you just say it. If it's what you want to believe, well, that's one thing. But prove it. You know, there are countless things that President Trump has said is fake news that they're not fake news. And we have proven that. We've proven that on this show. But if there's something that I'm doing that's fake, I want to know about it because I will stop it. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Well, it's that time of year that a lot of TV shows in the past used to debut. Now they debut throughout the year. Television has changed. But it was on this day in 1964, the Addams Family debuted on ABC. The day that I Dream of Jeannie debuted in 65. And in fact, speaking of the Addams Family in 64, that was another show that made me think about sex. Morticia, man, that was one cool goth chick. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. You know, we were scheduled to talk about this. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. There's a former teacher that wrote an op-ed article in the New York Post, and she says that students used to fight each other. Now they fight the teacher. And she makes the point that the fight for children's rights here and globally may have created a new attitude in the classroom that has made kids very unruly. So if schools are failing, she says it's the students. It's unruly, disruptive students. It's not the teachers or the school. Maybe we'll get to that topic tomorrow afternoon. From Slidell, Robbie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Snoop. That's my first time calling, and I've been trying to get in touch with you. But I'm glad you're having this topic right here, because the simple fact is I believe that a lot of stuff going on with fake news. The same thing with Donald Trump is the same thing I'm about to say. Whenever y'all talk about black folk or what's going on with them, I think all that's fake news, too. I'm not saying that black folks don't have no crime or nothing going on, but I'm just trying to say all the stuff that people put out is fake news. But like you said, people like to hear that drama, and when it comes down to talking about black folks,
what do you think is fake, Robbie?
Well, I mean, because like I say, for one reason, I don't really think all black folks have like high blood pressure. I mean, I don't think all black folks.
Who said that?
I mean, we hear it all the time. So I really think that's fake news. Another thing is fake news too, Snoop, and I think you say fake news is we're not African Americans, Snoop. We black Americans. So you are saying fake news when you call us African Americans.
Well, technically, you're not actually black either.
Well, I'm just trying to say.
Well, you know, okay, I do. There are times that I use that term African-American because that has become an acceptable thing. I mean, but that's something that has been accepted in our society, and it's not considered fake news.
Okay, that's the same thing with Donald Trump. Whatever he says something, it's been accepted. So all his Donald Trump listeners, they accept what he says. So whatever Donald Trump says, not fake news to people. So that's the way it rolls, no?
All right, Robbie, you can't compare the term African-American to the fake news that we're talking about on the show.
I understand that, no, but all boils down to is fake news, right?
So no, a lot of the news is not fake.
Well, that's true, because I hear Donald Trump say stuff, and which I know that he's lying, but that's just the way he gets, I guess he come across.
Well, that's not. Look, the fake news are the lies, the untruths that he tells. Fake news, according to Donald Trump, is essentially the news that comes from any source other than Fox News. From Ponchatoula, Thomas, you're on WWL.
I'm just wondering, how can people call you fake news when you're an opinion show?
Yeah, it's really a good question.
How old you are?
Yeah, how old are you, Thomas?
I'm 10 years old.
You're 10 years old, and you've already figured out that if it's an opinion show, it can't be fake news. Well, yeah. You're ahead of many of the listeners to this show. You get it. You understand it, man. Hey, what are you doing out of school?
I'm just driving home.
Oh, so the day's over already. Cassie, my day just started. All right, Thomas, listen, you're never too young to start listening to this show, so I appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
All right, Thomas. That's cute. Here's a text. Your opinion is a leftist opinion, exactly like the mainstream leftist media opinion. Oh, so what? I mean, what if it is? I don't think it is, because on a lot of things, I'm very conservative. But people don't want to hear that. Here's a text. Jeannie or Morticia? Is that kind of like the Ginger or Marianne story? You know, which do you prefer? Honestly, I got to say Morticia. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. We've got the Tuesday song text off of the day coming up. Here is a song that, because of such frustration in the classroom, many teachers want to sing this song. And it's not the fault of the teachers. It's the fault of the kids. In part, it's fault of the parents. But I want to get into this discussion sometime soon, because it could be that the world effort to give children's rights to children, and they deserve many rights, it may be that that has led to children talking back to their parents and teachers and thinking that they have rights that maybe we didn't have. Or they feel like that they've got the right to, if a parent punishes them, they've got the right to call the police. That's a mistake. And that's going in the wrong direction. But we'll get to that sometime in the future. All right, the Tuesday Song Text Off is coming up next on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.